Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
You know what? I thought we competed well. Once we got him out of the game, we tried, and you know, Peña, big homer, and we continued to compete. Dubon got on base, kind of kept the line moving, and that's all we can do. But we're not going to quit. This team is not going to quit. We're going to fight till the end.
Okay, Joe Espada. That was Joe Espada after yesterday's 9-4 loss. You guys are texting in who CJ Stroud should be dating. We'll get to some of these texts in just a little bit. This segment, I promise. You asked this question earlier. I can't remember if you asked it on the air or off the air, Seth, but it's a good one. This is an Astros team that feels like it's lacking something spiritually, you know what I mean? Leadership-wise, you know?
There's almost like a, whether it's George Springer or somebody else, like a departure that's finally really come home full circle to where you're missing that element. Now, obviously, the Astros had success after George Springer left, and yet there's an accumulation of, you know, Brent Strom leaving. It took a little while for us to now see, like, okay, well, they don't seem to be... You know, bringing in a Josh Hader is different than signing a Garrett Cole who you transform into a different version of Garrett Cole. Charlie Morton, you transform into a different version of Charlie Morton. Like, where now you're trying to bring in guys on multi-year contracts from outside for an entire season. But regardless of all that, yeah, which of the players that have left have created the biggest issue for just the mojo? Where did they lose their mojo?
I would say, okay, I there's two that hit home. Well, really three. It depends on how far back you want to go. Like Springer, as you pointed out earlier, like Springer was the heart and soul and a really good player too.
Yeah.
At a position where they've had a tough time backfilling him. We'll point that out. But that's 3 years ago. Like they since then have, you know, they won a World Series in 2022. I know Correa wasn't there in 2022, but Correa is the first one that comes to mind. It's a little more recent. He was very much an outward leader. There's so many demonstrable things about Carlos Correa that kind of show that he became the heartbeat of the team after Springer. The way he was so defiant towards all the critics after the punishment was doled out for the sign stealing.
That's right. That was when everything really turned for him. You're right. That was the thing that really, it's like, cemented him almost as a different, people regarded him completely differently after that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people thought that his very obvious leadership on the field, sometimes from the outside looking in, looked like him trying to present himself in the best light. For whatever it's worth, the guys on the inside, the young guys especially, said 100% Correa was huge for them. And the advice and the support that he gave them, like, they very much looked at him as one of the big leaders on the team.
Yeah, no question. So that's the one where, from, like, if I'm just playing the game where if I plunk Correa, and I hate doing this because Peña is having a really good season, but like, if you plunk Correa's personality and everything that comes with him onto this team, like, it does feel like they're going, like, I don't feel like this team's going into Yankee Stadium for a street fight tonight, and they should be. Win a game against the Yankees. Like, they should be embarrassed tonight. They're 0-6 right now against the Yankees, a team they've owned in the postseason. They should be going in for a street fight tonight, and I don't think they have any street fighters on this team right now.
Go back to when everything started turning around for the Astros in 2015 during the regular season when A.J. Hinch went after Joe Girardi in a game.
Yes.
And that, in a lot of ways, psychologically for me, is the point where everything kind of started turning and the Astros became Yankee killers, and you just had a different vibe about the team. So, like, he was just – obviously, A.J. Hinch was one element on that team. But who is that person right now? Who's the baseball equivalent of a street fighter?
Well, yeah. And I don't know who it is. And the problem is, I don't think it's the manager. Like, that's, you know, like, Espada may be a good baseball guy and he seems like a great dude. Like, he does. I don't need my manager to be a great dude. I need my manager to go in brass knuckles tonight and walk over to Aaron Boone and punch him in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something like the juice, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like David Culley. What people outside Houston never understood was that we as Texans fans were not blaming David Culley for the state of the team. And yet it was very obvious after watching an entire season that he wasn't going to be the guy to bring in a new era of prosperity.
That's right.
It just wasn't. And like, I'm very much getting that vibe with Espada. I don't blame him for individual all-stars not performing up to their caliber. That's on them. But I also very much feel like, all right, I don't think he's the guy. I don't worry about him tearing into guys on the team as much as just what level of energy and juice do you bring. And that meek ejection that he got last week or 2 weeks ago was, like, for me, kind of the nail in the coffin on that. Like, all right, man, I don't know what's going on here. Can we abide by the old traditions in baseball a little bit and at least make a stink while you're getting ejected? Can you do something to inspire the team?
Asking politely to be ejected. I mean, that's...
Hey, mister. I don't think you're being very fair to us.
So I think it's a really good question, Seth. I think Correa is the one that pops to mind first and foremost. Brantley to a degree. But he, you know, Brantley was, it's, you know, such, so much at the end, you know, the end of the line last year. Getting a lot of Maldi support on the text page, and I think that's understandable. You know, like, he was a leader. Not, again, the people, his leadership doesn't mean squat in Chicago right now. People are ready to run him out of town. They're like, how did he used to be able to catch the ball when he was with you guys? That's what the White Sox people are asking Astros fans. Like, hey, and like, no, the last year he actually couldn't. He led the league in pass balls. I will say this. The leadership may have left with Correa in retrospect. I think the fun of this team may have left with Yuli leaving the team. You know, like this is not a super fun group. You know what I mean? Like it's a very workmanlike, businesslike group, which is great when everything is clicking on all cylinders. But when,
I would point to, honestly, this is the dumbest. If I heard somebody else say this, I might think it's a stupid notion, except that I feel like there is something to it. Just the home run celebrations.
Right.
Which the Astros kind of fostered and brought in this new era of guys having extreme dugout celebrations, playing like a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten to the point almost where they're too good for that or something. Because all these other teams they're running around with tridents or samurai hats or whatever after they score a home run. And the Astros is kind of like, well, that's beneath us. That's good for you. High five.
Okay. Right. There's no graduation in baseball. You can keep doing that stuff when you get older. You know what I mean?
There's no
rule that you have to show emotional maturation, you know, as long as it's productive. You know,
Hank Conger would still get in there and celebrate with everybody. Where's he coaching right now?
He was with Minnesota last year.
To trade for Conger.
I agree.
Make a coach for coach trade for Hank Conger.
Bregman
and let
for
these
Conger.
Guys remember that it's supposed to be fun, damn it.
Hey, we traded Alex Bregman. Really? Who did you get? Hank Conger.
We got a first base coach.
But man, he still does the robot and it's amazing.
If Conger, I swear to you, if Conger comes in and as a first base coach and does the robot after every authoritative single, this team will turn it around. I guarantee you
that,
my friend.
It's a lock. It's a lock. I would say the other one, Correa, the leadership left. Yuli, the fun left. I think they, I, like in retrospect, I think there's no question they missed James Click. And I'm not saying James Click was the greatest GM in the world, but I think if you go back and look at a lot of his transactions, he won a lot of his deals. You know, like they were little trades, but they were smart trades. And I think with Click, it would have been more about having an adult in the room last year when you started doing all these things that have that's what's really put them in this spot is roster construction and depth of the system, you know?
I think with Click, I wonder if with Click, maybe one of the best assets he had was that he wasn't afraid to disagree with Jim Crane.
Yeah.
And maybe that was ultimately, I don't know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't his undoing or his willingness to disagree with Jeff Bagwell.
That's
or
the big one. Yes, you nailed it. That having all these other voices in the room is when this all started. You know, like, and I'm not saying seeking out other opinions is a bad thing, but when your GM position turns into a four-headed monster of people that have very divergent views to where it's detrimental almost is bad.
I feel like, you know, one of the things that made the Astros great was their ability to have guys who are old school baseball guys, but who also embraced the analytics and everything else. So AJ Hinch was very much that guy. Had been a player, had been a coach, had been in the front office. Like, he was everything you want to be that bridge between the old and the new. Brent Strom, I mean, you talk about which lovable player, I'll include Brent Strom in that. Like, Brent Strom was everything that old school as could be, and yet 100% embraced everything new that they could do technologically and analytically with the pitchers. And I know that Brent Strom and Jim Crane were never going to have a reunification for whatever reason.
Yep.
But I still feel like hiring Brent Strom to be the manager last year instead of Espada could have been a masterstroke.
It might have been.
Like, untouched by the scandal because he was the pitching coach.
Yep.
I'm sure wholeheartedly disapproved of, you know, whatever. Like, that could have been an elixir for a lot of things right now. I'm not saying he would have turned all these young guys into Cy Young Award winners or anything, but it certainly, I think he's the guy who's still an active coach, who still has a lot of juice that could have made a difference.
Yeah. It's better. It would be definitely better than what it is now, for sure. So the names rolling in here on CJ Stroud.
For who he should date.
Who he should date. Who could be the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift power couple with CJ.
Yeah. But one that you wouldn't worry about. Like, Swifties apparently are starting to get a little concerned about Travis Kelce's hard partying.
Yeah.
Who could CJ date? Because I think, like, some of the female celebrities that people have tried to link him into, whether a Kardashian, because, you know, he has a friendship with Kim Kardashian or with Amber Rose. People get a little bit nervous about that.
Yes.
We didn't have a good history. James Harden's worst year as a Rocket was when he was dating a Kardashian.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like for him, I don't know the young female recording artists as well as I should.
Yeah.
I know Willow's 23 now.
Okay.
Is there any chance, is Willow single? Is she available?
I don't know.
Is she somebody that CJ would be interested in?
I don't
in?
Know. Do you want her in that family?
No, God, no. No, I don't need him. No. I don't need him at all. I don't need him dating Willow. I think, plus, CJ's pretty damn religious.
Yes.
Excuse my word. Using damn in front of religious, but
yeah, it's ironic.
He's pretty darn religious, and I think converting to Scientology would be it'd be too much of an upheaval in his life.
Jeez, yes, you think? Dua Lipa is getting some love.
I see Dua Lipa's name all the time, and I have yet to know exactly even like what she does or
her accolades include 7 Brit Awards and 3 Grammy Awards, Seth.
What's a Brit Award?
I don't know, but she's got 7 of them. It's pretty good.
7?
Yeah.
That's a lot of success.
7 Brit Awards, yeah.
I like the name.
Yeah. Yeah,
wait, what would the CJ Stroud, Dua Lipa, what would the celebrity couple name be? CJ?
It would be Dua Stroud. Stroud Dua
CJ sounds better.
Dua CJ? Yeah, Dua
CJ. Plus, that can turn into like, hey, Dua CJ.
Yeah,
you score a touchdown.
And they can rename the squabble to the CJ. Yeah. She's Time Magazine's, she's among the 100 most influential people. Her and Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
That's a lot of influence between David Mulligetta and Dua Lipa.
That would be big.
Is it Lipa or Lipa?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Lipa. Okay. Megan Thee Stallion is getting a lot of love. Kind of keep it in H-Town.
That would be epic.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, he would have so much cred, too.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Yeah, I know. I don't know her dating history or anything like that.
Who
it doesn't
cares?
Seem like she hasn't had. Does she have like huge celebrity relationships or anything?
I don't know.
I feel like Megan Thee Stallion. That's the one I. That's the one I say with being admittedly ignorant about all things current music.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the power couple. That would be a Houston power couple.
We may have to ask Brandon Scott during the toss about this because he's a big Megan Thee Stallion fan.
He has a relationship with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He took a picture with her once.
Yeah. A selfie with her in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. Brandon Scott's got an iconic picture of him the day she threw out the first pitch in those white jeans at Minute Maid Park last season.
Yes.
See, Brandon has a huge smile on his face in that picture. Yeah,
that's great. I see Miley Cyrus on here. I don't know, man.
Now, that's a power family, though.
Yeah, that is.
Now, Miley is openly admitted to her struggles with monogamy, so I don't know if maybe that's the... I don't know.
There'd be a conversion going on. I don't know which direction it would go, right?
Either CJ brings her
over to his side or CJ starts
I think Billy Ray Cyrus would be ecstatic to have CJ in the family.
Probably.
I think that would be, yeah. I think, because Billy, he's got to be a football fan, right?
Yeah.
He's got to be a big football fan.
I would think so, yeah.
Everything about him screams football fan.
Probably a Titans fan, though. Right? I mean, Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Ariana Grande getting some love on the text page here for CJ.
She seems to invite a little too much drama.
Yeah. I don't want him anywhere where Pete Davidson was. That's just my whole... I don't know
what kind of microbes are floating around in that body
Who knows what antibodies are going on there.
He doesn't need to share the same microbiology as Pete Davidson. Goodness.
God, no. Adele.
She's married, isn't she?
She's in a relationship. Last I checked, she was in a relationship with Rich Paul, who's LeBron James's agent.
I don't want to get on the wrong side of Rich Paul.
No.
So I would say no. Don't try to tempt fate with that.
Yeah, don't break up a couple, CJ. I don't think he would do that. Yeah.
What about Billie Eilish?
I'm fine with that. Is the audience fine with that? I'm fine with that. Are you fine with that?
I think I would be.
Yeah.
She feels like she might be a little too emo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if, which she's got that certain level of constant depression
that
she exudes, which is good for musical artists, but not so good for athletes, especially leaders.
Especially your
quarterback. I don't know if they would mesh necessarily in terms of, I would afraid her vibe would bring him down a little bit.
Mariah Carey for CJ before he gets too old. That's pretty good.
does she date young guys?
I'm guessing. I thought
she was married to a billionaire for a while.
Probably. She'd been around a while, man. Like, her first album was when I was in college. She's been doing it a while.
I don't want her. I'd rather have him be with a nice young woman his own age.
Yeah, same here. Of all these so far, Megan Thee Stallion is the one that I like. The Houston aspect helps. So keep sending them in. We'll read them. This basketball... football kerfuffle going on right now caused by Austin Rivers. Where Austin Rivers said on the Pat McAfee show, you can plunk down 30 NBA players into the NFL right now. Chris Long had the best reply to this. We've got a bunch of cuts from him. I've got a couple that I want to play. NBA players who wouldn't last at all in the NFL. And the one thing the NFL does that the NBA would never do. We've got that. Coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Where the best athletes in the world are, that's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
It's because you only allow five on the court. Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex.
Okay. I mean, it was an ignorant take by Austin Rivers right there. We all know that. Nobody's entertaining this argument that either sport could take 30 of their own, plunk it down in the other sport, NBA, NFL, whatever, and just, hey.
30 is that's a lot of tight ends.
An aggressive
It's a lot of tight ends that you got to all of a sudden insert into the NFL.
That's right. So we're not, we're not going to sit here and debate, could you or couldn't you? Like, his take is wrong. It's just wrong. Now, there have been some entertaining responses to said debate. My favorite one has been Chris Long on his podcast. Was it the Greenlight podcast, I think? Greenlight podcast. He did a whole thing on this yesterday or earlier this week. And my two favorite parts of his response episode to this was when he points out to NBA people, like, they don't move the drill when a guy goes down in an NBA practice like they do in the NFL.
Yeah, I watch these basketball games. Somebody gets undercut under the bat. It's a physical game, no doubt. Somebody gets undercut on the basketball court. You know what happens? Stop the press. Everybody just make sure this guy's alive. They're like poking at him. Are you good, bro? Let's stop the game for a little bit. Let's go to commercial. What a pro wants, what a pro needs. I got to listen to that for 3 minutes. Okay, and then we're back on the court. Guy's still on the ground. He's holding like his head. He didn't even land on his head. You know what happens in the NFL when you get undercut? The back of your head hits the ground. You get a little CTE, and you go back to the huddle and do it again. Nobody stops the game. Nobody cares. Move the f***ing drill. They don't move the drill in basketball. They stop the shoot around, I'm pretty sure. Y'all don't even get hurt in practice. I've been on an NFL field where a guy got a rib broken and it collapsed his lung, and the coach said, move the drill so the ambulance can get on the field. We're gonna go to inside run.
You got to keep working, man.
That is 100% true about the moving the drill. That's a lot. That's your welcome to the NFL moment sometimes. It's like, yeah, move the drill. And you got some guy writhing in agony on the 125 yard line.
Up.
But you, the guys in the, like, the poor film guys, like the young guys working in the film department are running, like trying to get to the other end of the field to get the cameras set up and everything. Nobody's concerned about the guy writhing in pain on the ground. Yeah, that part is true. I think the physical brutality of the NFL would be a huge shock to a lot of NBA players, especially since they've been playing nothing but basketball since the AAU days.
Yeah.
I'd go to like Dwayne Wade, where remember for 10 straight years, Dwayne Wade's body was, oh no, he'll never make it through another season. Like, oh yeah, look, turns out he's fine.
Yeah.
It's just a different level of pain tolerance that it would be a shock to a lot of those guys.
Right,
I'm not saying that. And now, in the whole part, a lot of this is the matter of timing, too. Where Austin Rivers messed up is in saying that guys could just step on. He painted a picture, the way I took it, where they could step on and play immediately.
Yeah, that's silly.
And it's just not that simple.
Pain tolerance alone. It's a silly, silly, silly take. Here was Chris Long on NBA guys who would have no chance of playing in the NFL.
Steven Adams. I heard his name tossed around today. All due respect to Steven Adams, bad mother great basketball player. Met him in a nightclub once. Super cool guy. You put Steven Adams at tackle, Shaq Barrett's going to forklift him. How about a bull rush from Shaq Barrett? All right, you put KD in the slot, you know what's going to happen? Fred Warner's going to fold him like one of those camping tables. You know the camping tables? They're like 8 feet. You fold them in half, now they're 4 feet. KD would be 4 feet tall. And I think KD would tell you that. I think KD loves football. I don't think you hear any foolishness like this from KD. KD knows. If you put one of these big wings out there, I'd call up Bob Sanders right now. I don't know what the f- he's doing. Probably can't even turn his neck. But if you put Bob Sanders on the field with a big wing, you know what happened? He turned that big wing into Lieutenant Dan. That's what would happen.
Mm.
It's a big appetizing target right there.
Yeah.
Seven foot tall with, you know, 18 inches of ribs. That's a nice big old target of ribs right there.
Slim Reaper, man. Yeah.
You get yourself a full rack of KD ribs.
Yep.
Yeah, now I'm actually kind of, now that Austin Rivers, every time I hear that clip, he's just so angry and defiant about it that I really want it to happen. I want Austin Rivers to go out there and just play one spring game. Go out with, like, let's say Duke. I don't even care who it is. Go to one Division I college spring game and go ahead and play tight end out there, Austin Rivers. Let's see how you fare.
Well, Philip Dorsett, former Texan, by the way, Texans legend, yeah. Philip Dorsett, he actually went on Twitter yesterday and claimed that he retweeted the audio or retweeted the quote of from Austin Rivers. And he said, I watched him say he quit football after one day because it was too hot and the coach was yelling at him. So maybe that's all. Maybe
you're saying that about Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
No, because Charles Barkley has a clip out there of him trying football for one day and then quitting.
I'm guessing a lot of them have probably.
Right. But like, I don't know if it's like, is it possible he was talking about Charles Barkley?
I don't think so. Literally the tweet he's retweeting has a picture of Austin Rivers.
Oh, okay.
A quote from Austin Rivers, and then says, I watched him. Yeah. Yep. So it's.
And honestly. If you're going to go by, because what Austin Rivers is doing, though, too, is you're taking a sport. I do think, like, I agree. I would agree that there are more basketball players athletically who could play in the NFL, like with, let's say, a year of training, than there are NFL players who could play in the NBA with a year of training.
Yeah.
But so much of that has to do just with the technical proficiency required.
Yeah.
Like, in the level of practice and reps that it takes. Baseball, I don't think people think baseball players are as athletic, like in terms of, you know, Olympic event type athleticism, speed, height, power, weight, all of that. They don't think they're as athletic as basketball players, but there isn't a single basketball player who could step on and be a Major League Baseball player within a year, 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
You know? And then go to golf. Okay, are golfers better athletes than basketball players? God, no.
Right.
But there's not a single NBA player that could step on tour.
Right. I think like what it boils down to, like it's really hard to be a basketball player if you don't have some degree of fine motor skills,
like precision
and things like that. Whereas in football, there are ways to get on the field without having to be so precise and accurate with your fine motor skills. If you can hit people, if you're big and you're strong, you can get on the field. So,
yeah, if I would go like level of absolute skill required, you know, it goes back to instead of saying like, okay, 30 NBA players could go play football. All right. How many of those NBA players could go and play quarterback?
Yeah.
How many of those quarterbacks, you know, like how many of those NBA players could go play offensive line? Very technical position with a lot of technique and skill required. Yep. And not to mention, the guys that you think of immediately are way too tall, like Steven Adams. Like the tallest guy that's actually really, it's really rare for an offensive tackle to be taller than 6'8" and make it. Like there's Jonathan Ogden and a handful of others. Is there an NBA player who's got the same build as Jonathan Ogden? I believe not.
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Okay. The potential CJ life partners are still rolling in on the text page here. Someone's saying it'd be hilarious if you paired him with Amber Heard. No, I watched the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. I don't need CJ anywhere near that.
Actors or Aaron Raybould had texted you and asked whether you would prefer CJ date an actor or a singer. I think that singers might have a more erratic travel schedule, but I think female singers especially, they have to be really careful about their voices. Women's, like the way women's vocal cords work, I, I've just read articles about this, obviously. I'm not a a speech pathologist, but and yet. But they have to be very careful because when their vocal cords get inflamed, like it's way easier to screw everything up than with men. So they have to be very, very careful and be very strict while they're out on tour. As opposed to, you know, actresses, they can, first of all, they're on, you know, they're on set for 3 months at a time with some devastatingly handsome co-star that they got to have a love scene with and all this other stuff. I feel that that invites a whole level of jealousy that I wouldn't be prepared to deal with. And they can, like Jennifer Lawrence can live the way she lives. But I don't think a lot of female singers can live the same type of life and party like Jennifer Lawrence.
Right, does. Right, right. I would feel more secure if you were dating a singer, not an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for having a partner who's like leading a disciplined lifestyle the same way that an athlete has to live, I feel like that jives a little bit better.
Zendaya, the actress, getting a lot of love here. Yeah,
I think she's about to marry Peter Parker, isn't she?
Oh, is she? Okay.
I think there's rumors that they're getting engaged or something.
She was one of the 100 most...
CJ could totally beat him. CJ could step in and play in that league before he could step in and play in the NFL.
Spider-Man.
What number of actors? I could take 30 NFL players right now who could act in Spider-Man.
Dude, easily.
Whereas I can't take a single actor from Spider-Man movies who can come and play in the NFL.
Quarterback for the Texans. That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We just touched on NBA players and NFL players. Story making the rounds. It's an old story, but it started popping up on Instagram again the other day with a baseball player. So let's let the baseball players have some love. I'm calling BS on this story by a former big leaguer. We've got that coming up for you next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a what's today? Thursday. There we go.
It's Thursday. Yeah. Put down the feedback there.
I know,
Sean.
I know. One of our AEs just brought in a bunch of McDonald's bagel sandwiches. It's free teacher. It's Teacher Appreciation Week, so teachers can get them at McDonald's.
Free bagels?
Free, yeah. I'm looking at it right here. Got the copy right here, yeah. The Teacher Appreciation Week, and school teachers, administrators, and staff through May 10th with a valid school ID, enjoy a free breakfast combo meal at participating restaurants in the greater Houston area.
I saw a teacher, some of the teachers I've seen on social media say, like, all right, everybody, let's not make Teacher Appreciation Month or week creepy. Like, you don't have to like, comment on the hotness of various teachers or whatever. And I sent you the one woman who was disgusted that she'd gotten so many DMs just after tweeting out a picture of herself in a classroom. And then you scroll down to look at the picture and you're like, okay, this is a selfie done very much like you would never have guessed. I don't know. It was a little Southern Belle-ish.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
how on earth could you look at this? Just because I was pressing my chest up towards the camera and giving a sultry look, how dare you? How dare you disrespect teachers by turning it into a sexual thing? I'm like, all right, okay.
And her name was...
I don't remember Miss Old Crabapple taking pictures, selfies quite like that. Yep. Yeah.
And that teacher is at Amy Pendergast on Instagram. No, I'm just... my wife's a teacher. She didn't do that. She didn't...
No, that wasn't her.
Was not her. All right. So this story has long been stuff of legend in baseball. I had heard it before from various places, but for whatever reason, it crossed my Instagram timeline this week. And as you've probably noticed, this is kind of a slow headline week. So this is a good week to do this stuff. Schedule comes out next week.
Texans. I tried to make it all about Jokic today, but Sean wasn't biting.
I was not going to go there. No. So tomorrow, rookie minicamp begins for the Texans tomorrow morning. So that'll be cool. So we've got some stuff coming up. And if the Astros would just win a baseball game, that would be fun. But I don't want to depress you guys all show long with how the Yankees are killing the Astros. So this fun little story from Wade Boggs. He was on Bert Kreischer's podcast. Mm-hmm. Bert Kreischer, a comedian. He was one of the roasters of Tom Brady on Sunday night. Yeah. Podcaster, right?
He's the guy that does his stand-up shirtless. So a lot of people might recognize that if they don't know the name.
There you go. Wade Boggs told the famous story of how he drank 73 beers on a cross-country flight from New York to L.A.
1988, 89. We're leaving Boston.
Boston to L.A.
And Sunday day game. And we're leaving Boston. We're flying to L.A. So you pack some roadies to the airport and all of this. And you got them in your case and all that.
This makes me very excited.
So you pack some roadies to the airport, and depending on traffic, you don't want to leave yourself short.
Yeah, okay.
So you get on the plane, and I was playing blackjack with some other players and was taking a couple sips, and I'll take another one, and dealing, and take a couple sips. I'll take another one. So I was like two sipping beers, and We're probably over Nebraska or somewhere like this, and card game's going well. And one of the players looks at me and goes, Boggsy, you realize you've had like 51 beers. And I went, really? Didn't seem like it. Okay. All right. Cool. He says, we still got another hour to go. I said, well, let's see how many we can get then. So the final tally was 73. You get off the plane, and so five or six of us decided to go down to the Red Onion down in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
And wound up having a total of 107 was the final total for the day. And the next day, we're facing Mark Langston, and wound up going 2-for-3 with two walks and two doubles off of Mark Langston the next day.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
Okay.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a chance in hell.
No, and this thing has had legs for decades, yeah. This story, it's as if
just,
it's
I
fact.
Feel like, yeah, at some point he decided to just lean into the story and tell it. Because this comes from an era, like when that story first started being circulated too, you could just say stuff out there and people would it would kind of get printed and people would believe it without examination. So he's just decided like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. This is what I want people to understand. You couldn't drink that much water on a cross-country flight. Yep. That's 6.85 gallons of fluid.
Yeah.
Do you ever line up 7-gallon jugs and try to drink 7 gallons? Mind you, he's dealing cards the entire time.
Right, he's playing blackjack.
It just caught his attention. Right,
making decisions
as he's in the middle of drinking. Let's just say it's water. If you were to say, I drank 7 gallons of water during this flight, I'd be like, no, you didn't. That's not possible.
It's impossible.
It's idiotic. There's no way. And there's sure as hell no way. What did he say the total tally was on number of beers?
107.
So that's 107 shots in terms of just the alcohol.
Right.
So like, let's take the fluid out of it, and let's just say how much total alcohol.
Right.
That's over 100 shots. And there's no way in hell. He's lying.
Yeah.
And people are just drinking it up. Almost literally, hook, line, and sinker.
I don't know much about this Bert Kreischer fella, but I'm mad that he didn't call him out on that.
He's a hardcore drinker, man, too. He's like, Bert Kreischer knows.
That was a big topic at the Brady Roast. Kreischer drinking.
His struggles with drinking was a big topic at the roast.
Yeah.
I feel like Bert Kreischer knows immediately, and like in his mind is thinking like he's tested the limits of how much is humanly capable. But the bladder stuff alone is where I don't buy it for a second.
Right, that he was sitting there the whole time. I'm mad at all at any of you who have perpetuated this myth that this is a true story. You suck. I'm mad at you for this, okay?
Could you drink 7 gallons of water? I mean, it's going to be an issue these days where people are drinking, dying of hyperhydration because everybody's so concerned about it. Like, oh my God, my pee was a little too yellow.
Oh,
I gotta
really?
Make sure I drink more. Yeah.
Hyperhydration, huh?
It screws up your electrolytes.
Okay.
So you drink so much water that basically your nervous system can't function properly because your electrolytes are all out of whack.
I didn't know there was such thing as drinking too much water. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. It's a thing in distance running, too. Where people just guzzle too much water and end up getting sick because of it.
Daughter's a distance runner. I probably should have known that. I feel like a bad dad now, you know?
Well, she probably never had the issue of drinking too much water.
No, probably not. I'm guessing she didn't. Big survivor doings on the family group text right now.
When I say distance runners, it's not usually the genuinely competitive ones. It's the people that are... You're running a 4-hour marathon and you're, damn it, you need your fluids.
Weekend
so
warriors.
Shoveling water down as much as you can. Yeah.
A lot of speculation. You watched Survivor last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Charlie's still in it. He's down to
Charlie's
the final six.
He's about to get a target on his back, though, man.
I think he is.
He's very well liked and he's been playing the middle, but it's harder and harder to play the middle without touching the sides of the pot at some point. You know, you're sitting in this boiling water and you're trying to stay right in the middle. But at some point, you're going to bubble over towards the side. And it's getting dicey. It's getting super dicey.
He's played a solid game so far. I mean, you're in the final six. So you by definition, you've played the game well if you're still standing right now.
He's played the game really well, but they've set it up. They've set it up to where he might have to betray somebody.
Yeah.
And it's getting interesting.
It is. That was probably the best teaser for next week that we've had all year. We saw legitimate tears from who I think Maria is a very popular character on there.
I think she's popular. She almost she orchestrated a move last week that has kind of identified her as somebody you might need to eliminate.
Yeah.
I think that she's a parenting coach, which is interesting because you can see sometimes in the way she's like interacting with others, you can see she's trying to, you know, practice her own preaching and like be as patient as possible and everything. But I almost feel like she looks at Charlie as one of her own children.
Yeah.
And Charlie's already put out there that he's very open to betraying her if that's what he has to do.
Yeah.
And I think if that's what happens, it's going to be a big shock to her that her own child has betrayed her.
It's a fascinating show. It's so interesting to watch the interactions with the players when they're amongst each other. Yeah. And then when they cut to the single vignettes of people explaining why it is they're doing what they're doing, I'm like, man, we got some good actors here right now in this thing. Acting like they're lying, friends.
It's one of the skills you got to really practice is lying. I've noticed Charlie's been he's very well prepared for this. He trained his grip strength for 2 years because he knows that that's one of the things that actually wins you a lot of challenges is just simple grip strength.
Yep.
But I feel like I've noticed that one thing he does... He does a really good job of not agreeing to go along with somebody while still pointing out that it's a really good plan you've got there. Yes, that's true. But he doesn't actually commit to it.
Right.
He's really, are you nervous at all with this young man being the boyfriend to your daughter, Judy? Are you nervous at all that he's so good at being conniving?
Two-faced? No, because I think he's a good person at heart. No. And he's a
lawyer,
too.
He's very much in that element where he understands that in this world, it's expected.
Yes.
That's part of it. You're going to have to backstab people. You're going to have to connive. You're going to have to be two-faced. So it's a different code of morality.
Correct.
Than there is out in the real world.
Exactly. I don't think he is a conniving person. I think he is good at being a conniving survivor contestant. Put it that way. Yeah, because that's not his nature. In some ways, it's really impressive.
It's not like some of these jackasses that get on the show and they act like they'll call themselves super fans and then be completely shocked that they might have to lie
at
some point.
Right, or that they got, what do they call it when they get sideswiped there? Or
they get blindsided.
Blindsided, that's what it is. Yeah.
The people that are getting blindsided, usually, to be able to be blindsided, at least you understand that. That means you're somebody who understands the game,
right?
So, like, I feel like those people, they don't bother me. That Banu character, the Jezelneck or whoever, though, like those people that act like they've never actually watched the show before.
Jelinski.
What are you? This damn Liz who comes on and at the very beginning is like, oh, by the way, I can't eat almost any of the food that's available to me.
Yeah.
And then she's having a meltdown about how she's hungry. Like, don't sign up. I would have, when she was having it, everybody who doesn't watch the show, just know that there's a woman who's very malnourished at this point because she knowingly signed on to a show where, like, you've got very limited food options.
Yeah.
And now her story is she can't eat any of those food options.
Right.
And she's having a meltdown asking for sympathy.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest thing in the world for me. I would, with a gleam in my eye, I would not give her the extra food. I'd be like, no, Liz, you dummy.
I need like, Seth on Survivor.
Of course not. I relish not giving you this extra food.
No, watching Liz get snubbed from food is one of the greatest parts of the season right now, for sure.
It's like she's entering a gunfight. She's in the Old West. She's in a saloon. Somebody challenges her to a gunfight, and she goes to her buddy, should I bring the gun or the knife?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to bring the knife.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the knife, okay? But then whining about it after she gets shot.
After she gets shot in the head, right.
Yeah.
John Lopez, Brandon Scott are here. B. Scott, we were bringing up your name before. You heard us talking about us trying to get CJ, not trying to get him into a relationship, but trying to identify a good significant other for him.
Yeah, see.
If she were going to be a singer like Taylor Swift, who would be the best singer?
Yeah, celebrity.
I appreciated this, and we did a little bit of this whenever the Amber Rose story was hot, but like And not to reject the exercise, but my thing is I just want him to play the field for the next few years.
Yeah.
Enjoy your early 20s and the time that you have right now.
Good advice.
No need to fill that position. I look at it like this. You ever see those job openings where you know they're not really trying to fill the job? They might be taking applications. They might do interviews, but they're not in a real rush to fill the position. I feel like that's what CJ Stroud should be right now with his love life.
Okay.
Don't be in a huge rush to fill that position. Maybe you fill the job, maybe you don't. Take some applications, but you don't have to be committed to it.
Make a good show of abiding by labor laws.
There you go. Yeah, do everything you need for the Rooney Rule.
We took in so many applications. But would Megan Thee Stallion, like Sean and I don't know anything about her dating history or anything. If you found out that CJ was in a relationship, would you be happy if it was Megan Thee Stallion?
I would be happy for him if it was Megan Thee Stallion. I do think that there would be some pushback. And I don't think it would all be healthy pushback, but I do think there would be some pushback. She's got a little bit of a reputation, a little bit of a history. And yeah, I think that would come up. I personally would
She's physiologically gifted, according to the song that I sing.
Very, but, yeah. Very much so.
Is she wearing the white pants?
I would argue she's an athlete. But based off of how she dances, I'd argue she's an athlete.
They could go throw the first pitch out in an Astros game together sometime.
So many.
I'd be very happy.
Be so many. I would love to be able to like try to smuggle in a mop as my CJ. My CJ Stroud cheering thing, my bucket and my mop. CJ.
This is one I meant to mention actually for you, Seth. You talked about, I think you brought up Willow. I'm not exactly sure that CJ is Willow's type.
Oh, okay. They're not playing in the same league. I gotcha.
Exactly. I'm not saying that he's not. I think she's a lot more maybe open-minded.
Oh, okay. That explains some of the text.
Yeah, but
all it had was pronouns in there, you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, she announced blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That might have been her they were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if CJ is too specific or not specific enough for Willow.
Look,
so, yeah,
being, I don't know, maybe, look, it worked for the Lakers for a long time. Like, no matter of, like, just anything and everything goes for a lot of great athletes in history. I don't want that would knock CJ off his curve.
I don't want that for CJ. No.
Yeah. Find a good girl.
God no. Yes.
Find a
good
girl.
There you go.
There's Lopez with the voice of reason. Yeah.
Voice of reason.
Selena Gomez.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.